This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi, Dave.
And our guest is Katie Makeley, director of the Women's Summit at Bryant University, and this year it's set for March 14th. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, the theme this year is Aspire, Achieve, Advance, correct?
Correct.
Some thoughts behind why that was picked as a theme.
Because before you know where you're going, you have to think about where you want to go. So you have to have some kind of a vision or a plan. And then once you have that vision or plan, you have to take the next step and do the work to get there. And then hopefully you're good at what you do and you understand what you need to do to advance, which is the third step of this year's theme, and eventually you get to reach your goal.
Could you give us a little sense of the history of the event, especially is there a difference in themes from when it first started to now, which is the 16th summit?
Yes. The first year we spoke about challenges of the 21st century because we were approaching the year 2000. Now we progress from there to women at the helm. Then we went to foundations of leadership. Then we went to the power of excellence. We went to 15 years of empowering women, which was last year. So every year we think of an original theme. Every year we start from scratch and we custom make a conference based on that theme. So as you know, the issues that were important, some of them that were important in 1997 are still important today, but then others have become more complicated and need to be dealt with differently, and the technology has also changed. So just the way women present information is entirely different than the way it was in 1997.
This summit sold out, I think you said, in 32 hours. Now, how many women signed up within that? And there are, actually, do men attend the Women's Summit?
Men attend also. Men attend the Women's Summit, not a lot. We probably have about a 5% male attendance and 95% women. At the 32-hour mark, we sold out all of our online registrations. We also allowed for some mail-in registrations because not everyone likes to put their credit card online, and some companies don't allow their employees to register online. They prefer registering by check. So we had some of those that were also filling up very quickly. We hold back some spots for students. And we have some scholarships that we hold back, and we have some spots that we have already promised to sponsors.
So how many attendees are you expecting then?
About 1,000. We'll easily have 1,000. We'll probably have more than 1,000 because I overbook, because I know, just like the airlines, that some people, something comes up.
Who are the major speakers, and what do they each bring to the table in terms of discussion at the summit?
Well, our opening keynote this year is Kay Koplowitz, and she's the first woman president of a television network, which she started Cable USA back in the 80s. And in addition to that, she started the Springboard Organization, which is a nonprofit that provides funding for women entrepreneurs. So she's the co-founder of the Springboard Organization. And now she's currently president and CEO, I believe president of the board, president and CEO of her own company, which is Koplowitz and Company, but president of the board of the former Liz Claiborne company. So she's got a lot of business experience over the years. She's originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and migrated to New York, and thought it was very interesting that when she was going to kindergarten, her parents were moving, and she said, "But I'm not moving. I like my school, and I'm staying at my same school." So for about 6 to 8 months, they drove her back and forth to her old school to because that's she insisted on doing that. So she definitely has a mind of her own.
There's Arianna Huffington's coming.
Right, and she created a whole new way of for people to get their news and information through the Huffington Post, which she just sold to AOL for quite a large sum of money lately. But she's still the president and CEO. And I heard her speak at another conference, and she's very dynamic.
And Marshawn Evans.
Marshawn Evans is a reinvention strategist. She is based out of Atlanta, and she was on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. She was the leader of an all-women team that won the Celebrity Apprentice. She's also a lawyer, and she has her own company. And she wrote a book called Skirts in the Boardroom.
There are day-long workshops at the Women's Summit. What subjects are covered? Some of them, anyway.
Okay, there are a lot of subjects. We're very fortunate that we had 40 proposals submitted for only 20 workshop or breakout sessions. That's all we have time for. So Session A has 10 sessions. Some of the sessions that will be presented in the morning, which is when Session A is one is called Common Health Myths, What Women Should Know, and that's presented by Dr. Iris Tong of Brown University. Another one is called Women in Investing, Take Charge Now, because one of the goals of the Women's Summit is to provide economic empowerment for those who attend, because a lot of times women are so busy working that they don't have time to think about how they're going to invest their money and how they're going to save for the future. So this gives them a day to sort of devote to themselves and to their professional and personal development. So that's why, economic empowerment is one of our goals. We have another one called Mentors and Sponsors, What's in It for Me? Like, what is the difference between mentoring and sponsoring? And which one helps you more to be promoted within your organization? Another one is called The View from the Top, in which our professor, Mike Roberto, is going to be hosting a panel discussion with Honorable Maureen McKenna Goldberg, our Justice, Rhode Island Justice, Patricia Recupero, who's the president and CEO of Butler Hospital, and also a woman named Ellen Rubin, who is an entrepreneur. So they will hear, the attendees will hear from these three powerful women and learn not only from their stories, but also with regard to how they met the challenges that they face. We have another one called Self-Confidence, the Foundation of Career Success, Leading at the Purpose Level. There's so many. There's one called Global is Everywhere. Are you prepared to make the move? And how to sell yourself in 60 seconds or less.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Mark Murphy and our guest, Katie Makeley, Director of the Women's Summit at Bryant University.
Katie, I'm wondering if now that the first one was, you said, 1997.
Yes.
Are you finding now that you're getting women who attended those first few summits are now coming back and leading sessions?
Some of them are. Some women who have who came to learn how to start their own business are now coming back, and they are leading a session. And that's what's very gratifying about directing the Women's Summit. And we've had successful entrepreneurs. We've had women who have started other initiatives within the community because they learned how to become leaders by attending the Women's Summit. We have many repeat attendees. We have many people who, I don't know how many there are, but they've attended at least three or more of the Women's Summits, and now we're on number 16.
Have you given any thought to, expanding it beyond the, 1,000 attendees?
If we did that, we'd probably have to move down to the convention center. And we did ask the women if they would like to do that, if they'd be interested in doing that. And a lot of them said, no, we like to get out of Providence. We like to come out to Smithfield and be on the college campus and enjoy the atmosphere out there. I think it's more relaxing for them because it's beautiful and at Bryant University, and they're in a new environment, and they sort of can get a new perspective on everything. But we definitely, we agonize over how can we get more attendees in, especially when it sells out in 32 hours.
Okay, we've been talking with the Women's Summit Director, Katie Makeley. The Women's Summit set for March 14th at Bryant University in Smithfield. Now, again, it's sold out, but
it's
people still, they have to register even if they've plan to go?
They can't register anymore because it's sold out.
Okay.
We can't take any more registrations. We're completely full, and there are no registrations at the door.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Also, thanks to Mark Murphy of the Providence Business News.
Thank you, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.